Hey, this is PJ, and it is the 5th of August, 2015, live in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, and I think that what everyone needs to do is to hone in on themselves. I just had a very serious conversation with a young man, and I was talking about his future endeavors and how he was going to be successful in providing a way to make money for himself. And the young man has always excited me with his ideas. His ideas aren't particularly mine. I'm just the one that pushes those ideas up out of him. You know, it's like if you're thinking right about the right kinds of things. Most of my audience that listen to me are people that have a background in Christianity, so I'll keep it on that line. You have to think right about the right things in order for those things to come about. And I'd like to use as a frame of reference, since my Christian community is going to demand that of me, because there's some people that still listen to me and they demand that I use a text of scripture to identify any proportionate idea that I'm trying to manifest. So I'd like, if you have a Bible, go to Luke chapter 9 in the New Testament, Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And I think that'll be a good way to start. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons to heal diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing. Now, that's just it. Now, over 2,000 years ago, it says that the itinerant preacher, Jesus, commissioned 12 brothers, that he called them. We call them in Christianity disciples. And we all know what that means because we know what the term implies. It's someone following after somebody else. And that's all right. There's always been that kind of a thing. But the subject here is honing in on you, okay? Because I believe that each of us, not some by construct or mistake or error, but each of us, before the sperm meets the egg, each of us as human beings are uniquely chosen by God to be something. That's what I was just sharing with the young man. I was sharing with him in a very positive way how to be something towards someone else and not just somebody just trying to sustain themselves. Protein smoothies are very good for you in the morning. Each of us are. Now, if we have undertaken personal responsibility in regarding ourselves as a special representative that God has caused to pop upon the planet through our parents. Here recently, I watched a movie defining the life of Bruce Lee, the Chinese American karate kung fu fighter. And I just recently watched the film and enjoyed it immensely. I mean, just immensely, because what it did, it showed the purposeful ongoing of an individual who, overcame many of the odds. And the particular film looked deeply into his life and pointed out the significance of him honing in on himself. And that's what I want you to do. See, if we retain a high concept of God that we, through all of our teaching, have received, we have to make sure that our thinking is correct. Because if our thinking is not correct, we're going to inadequately represent God. Okay, you have to ask some questions pertaining to one's personal moral responsibility. You know, it sounds like this. What am I called to do? Why am I here? Why am I living? And that's what I was talking with the young man about just a few minutes ago. Got to think like that. And if each of us do this throughout our human lives, What do you think the result of our lives would be like? It would be nothing less than the reception of what Jesus was talking about with his disciples when he said, you will have power and authority in your life. And the reason that we don't have it, and the reason that we're succumbing to society today as we see it crumbling all around us, is because we have not adapted this personal power and authority. And it's going to take some work to do that. All right. Okay. Well, let me take care of this right now, because you see, a diller a dollar, the 10 o'clock scholar. I'll be right back. Give me a minute. All right, I did it. No, that was a late appointee. An appointee was supposed to be here getting the right kind of appointment things, and he called and said, I won't make the appointment. See, and that's because he hasn't honed in on himself. Because when you listen to a guy like me, who's honed in on himself, everything has to be done properly. And that's just the way it is. All right, so if we have done this kind of honing in on ourselves throughout our lives, it makes no difference what your age is, old or young. What are the results in the life of those that have done this, that have taken the time to concentrate on what it is that they want to do? Well, what are the results? It is nothing less than what the ancient prophet said long ago. I'm going to give you power and authority. Okay? The par excellence retriever of my human mind, anyhow. It is the only faith or religion that I have come up in. Is there another way to define this power and authority that Jesus is talking about here? Well, power means the ability, and that applies to endowment, okay? The endowment of special gifts. This is what he's talking about. He says, I'm gonna give you some special gifts to do something. I've looked at my life, and I have an extraordinary temperance to get involved deeper with other people than most people have. Most people find other human beings. I'm thinking about a man, I won't mention his name right now. He lives within his own shell, and it has to be a very miserable life, because he lashes out at the people that he doesn't like. And the ones that he thinks he likes, he embellishes them, whereas really in reality they have no like for him at all. They have nothing but disdain. But this person has to find the endowment of this special gift within him. This is furnished by or equipped as talents, natural gifts provided by a donor. This is what Jesus is talking about. I'm giving each of you power and authority. I have a special gift or endowment to love. And I love specifically males in my community and the environment where I live, because they are disabled right now. Most of them in my community, if they do have fathers, men my age, they're very selfish. They take care of their own sons, their families. They work. They've provided insurance. You can see them in the middle class part of towns where the room additions have taken place, the homes are taken care of because they have death insurance. And when mom and pop die, they build on that, they sustain that, and they make sure that it works. Back in the day when you had a parent, and that parent was working, this family was working, you'd get a $500,000 policy on his life. And so that when he died, you can take that $500,000, build up the house, build up your life, build on that career that you're working for. There's a power. That's what a parent is supposed to leave a child. Well, most of the black males in our community do not have that kind of power arrangement in their life, because they just don't have it. They just don't have it. You have to understand that. All right, I'm answering some mail. When you hear that click on my phone, I'm busy. I'm answering brothers because they're asking questions and throwing it out there like that. Now, let's look at something else. Everybody possesses these natural gifts. It makes no difference whether you Christian and unchristian, all right? Whether you Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, whatever. Each of us have this. Now, this is not implying that these strange Orinda notions, which are mixed into the faith. Orinda means extraordinary invisible powers believed by the Iroquois Indians that pervades in the varying degrees. All of these things animate and inanimate natural objects as a transmissible spiritual energy capable of being exerted according to the will of the possessor. I don't mean that. Now, see, that was part of my outline. That was part of my outline there. So I got to tell you what this means. Because, you see, when you're talking about... See, these gifts come from different areas. And I'm talking about the gifts that come from God that all creatures get. Now, these Iroquois Indians, okay... that comes up with this, you know, Orinda notions. That's what they call them. Orinda notion. That is, and let me explain that to you again. The Iroquois Indians say that these spirits pervade in varying degrees, and these spirits animate and inanimate and inanimate objects can transmit the spiritual energy capable of being exerted according to the will of its possessor. When I read that, and then I thought about the movie that I recently saw about Bruce Lee, because this is what they say that he possessed. I'm not talking about that, but there are some powerful things connected with those kinds of things. Don't get it twisted. Powerful entities connected with those kinds of believable things that we are confronted with. Okay. Authority here, because that's what a power is. And I'm not talking about those kind of demonic powers, because some people have those kinds of demonic powers. I, as a Christian, am to make sure that I do not fall into that realm of that, because you have to define where these talents and gifts and everything come from. That's what I try to warn young people about. I try to warn them, be careful if you have these talents, abilities, and gifts arising in your life, but you don't know from whence they come. That's what I'm saying. Now, authority means having the right, because Jesus said, I will give you power and authority. I'm going to give you power. What did we say that was? An endowment of gifts, okay, that are natural gifts provided by the donor. And the donor of these natural gifts are God. Everybody that's born on the planet has natural gifts. You're born with the ability. I was born with the ability to do what I'm doing, to talk, to communicate. You know, it's interesting when I think about the job that I was given when I took the exam for the United States Armed Forces back during the Vietnam thing when they drafted me. I took tests and exams that categorized me as an advent communication specialist. I've been doing that ever since. I've been in my early 20s. I am now in my early 70s. I'm still doing it. An avid communicator, mind is intact. I can think, I can reason, I can persuade, I can warn. I can't curse. I can't cast spells. I don't do that. The only spell that I cast, hopefully, is love, that you can see it in my face when I look at you, when I communicate with you, when I touch you. But this having the right to, and that's what authority is. In other words, that's the right use of the power on fitting occasions. That's what Jesus is saying. He says, I will give you power, the ability endued within your heart to do it, but only on the right occasion. See, you can't do it on every occasion, and you can't do it wherever you are. That's why I tell people, don't be following these people in church telling you to all go out and witness to the KKK. You may end up getting your jaw busted because these people are following another kind of power and authority that is against coming together like that. They have to understand the people in this country have a right to believe in whatever they want to believe in. And because you don't necessarily adhere to what they believe in, does not mean that you have the power and or the authority to get them not to believe in that. So it is the right of using this power on fitting occasions. The question is it always fitting to be aware that there's another power always lingering, since we're talking about honing in on you, there's another power always lingering, waiting to take charge over your life, to take the good power and authority away. It is always fitting to know how to react during the times of difficulty or when you find yourself in human distress. So the answer is obvious. Yes. Where is the action on our behalf? Well, the action is only seen in our understanding of what we receive. Now let's go back to Luke 9:1 and let's ask the question, what is it that this itinerant preacher bestowed upon these 12 guys some 2,000 years ago? And what we're going to do is we are going to look at this. We're going to look at the answering of this question in real life form. We note that Jesus only sends out true disciples that are equipped to do the work. He just doesn't see everybody has a certain amount of power in their lives. This is obvious. Everybody has that. Everybody has a certain amount of power in their lives and authority in their lives. But we are to note this power is not of themselves, because it is given by the person that bestows the power on the bestowee. Okay, we are also to conclude that this power in which these individuals operate is therefore God's very power. Now, there's some implications involved in that. If I find myself doing something, you know, I thought about my life's career under the auspices of Christianity. Now, that has formed the way I think about every human being. Every human being is a valuable thing. I was watching one of these shows on that Vice News thing, and I went into Liberia, West Africa, and the cannibal Liberians and all of that. I watched that entire documentary, and it just gave me another perspective of life and humanity here in the 21st century. If there ever was a need for men to be very cautious about the power that envelops their minds, after you watch that documentary, you will know why I did this webcast on honing in on you. So I'd like to leave that as something for you to watch on your own. So we conclude that the power in which we're talking about is this power that comes from God. Now, we note that this power is far superior to the power of demons and negative powerful forces, because there are positive powerful forces in the life and there are negative powerful forces. And what one must do is one must destroy, as I saw adequately in the Bruce Lee movie. He had to destroy the fears that kept him from achieving his goal. Bruce Lee was a pioneer. And if he had lived, he would have been my contemporary, because he was only a few years older than myself. And when you see the movie, they played the music of my day, the clothing that they wore of my day, the way love took place between... See, Bruce Lee was Chinese, and he married a white gal. I'm black, and I married a Filipino gal. I understood the movie completely, because it was a reenactment of my life. The music, the themes, the way I married Andalusia is the same way that Bruce married her. A white girl's mother didn't want her to marry a Chinaman. At that time, America was still America as it is today. And those, unfortunately, those ideas still reign supreme. We see that with dead black boys all over the place, don't we? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we see that with all of that. So we have to be, you know, real about this. Let me say something else. I understand that this power is only possessed through a personal faith in that experience that demands that we hone in on us. Now, I want you to think through what I just said, because as you listen to my webcast, I want you to be able to think with me. No, I'm not going to come across like no preacher in the church telling you what the commentaries say and all that kind of... No. We understand that this power is realized by means of the very presence of God himself in the life of the person that possesses the power. Go to John chapter 15, verse 27. John chapter 15, verse 27. It reads like this. It says, "And you shall bear witness also, because you have been with me from the beginning." In other words, if you have this power, you're going to bear witness to it. I've been listening to the good sustainer of my life for the majority part of my life. I've been a Christian longer than I've been a non-Christian. I became a Christian at 23. I'm now 71. So I've been a Christian more years than I've been a non-Christian. I don't know how to practice and embellish myself in wickedness and evil. Though I do, from time to time, I'm not going to sit here behind this big mic and say that I never sin. I'd be lying to you. Our lives must always bear witness to the truths that we speak when we speak about our endowment, what God has empowered us to do. He provides for us his power because we continue in his place, in his absence, in the absence of God. It is those of us that truly believe in God who manifest him. He provides for us the true living example of how it looks when it's done correctly. When it's done correctly. Oh, but John, how do I know when it's done correctly? Go to Acts chapter 4. Go to Acts chapter 4. We're using the Bibles, right? Verses 7 through 11. You ought to read those verses sometime. Ah. It's a great story about when the power comes on a group of people that are gathering around someone that has manifested the power themselves. I won't take my time to read it. You read it on your own. Oh, my friend. He provides for us examples of what this looks like. If he promised it to his very disciples 2,000 years ago, the same Jesus which, if we are truly Bible-believing Christians, we believe that Jesus is alive today. I know that many of you listening to my voice may think that that is totally insanity. I'm going to tell you, man, there's nothing. I was thinking about it this morning when I got up. There's absolutely nothing that I can attribute my life to. My life sitting in this room, I have no money to spend. I have my car's been in the driveway for 3 days. The gas is too expensive. I don't have anywhere to go. I wait on opportunities to do this, but God will not let me do this unless he fills my mind with his power. And I see that everything else is oblivion. And from looking at what I'm looking at in world news, everything else seems to be oblivion. I was having a conversation yesterday, and I told them that I believe that the best Republican candidate for the 2016 election of the president of the United States would be Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump embraces most of the ideas that I was raised with and that I was taught to believe in when I grew up in this country. Mm-hmm. Makes no difference what color his skin is, how much money he has in the bank. He embraces the same ideas that I embrace about the America that I grew up in, albeit only to come to find out that America is a very immoral place. And being that I am a part of it, I make no apologies for that. I just acquiesce to that given truth. Now, let me continue to move forward in this because I think this is good. There are wholesome decisions always made by wise men. God sends more of these wise decisions into the company of people that embrace God. And the result of what one lone man can do, I'm talking about you, when you hone in on yourself, operating in the fullness of the Spirit, being endowed, you can change situations and things. You can go to Acts chapter 6 and read verses 7 and 8 and 9 to 11. 9 through 11 would be the results of the manifestation of spiritual power. I'm not going to do it to you because many of my listeners do not believe in the Bible. And remember now, my faith religion is the Bible, the Word of God. I have a Quran in my library, but I don't read it. I didn't come up under that society. I came up in this society. This was the only slave religion that was given to me by my ancestors. And so this is the only faith that I have. I'm not jiving with you. This is all I know. And I've seen Christ work in my life. I mean, you don't have to believe my testimony. I've seen him work in my life. I cry out to him every day of my life. I love him. I will never deny him, though I've denied him in certain areas of my life when I have sinned. I admit that. But I will never consciously deny my Christ. Because whenever real spiritual power is manifested, you better look for some persecution. It's coming from those within as well as those without. Why? Because when you are a believer operating in the power of the Spirit, it causes those inactive, those that are not operating under honing in on what they are, it causes them to feel uncomfortable in their passive state because they don't know what to do. Have you ever spoken with anybody and they said, well, what do I do in a situation like this? What should I do? Where do I go? Because as another has put it, that's too much like right. And there's a lot of people that don't want to deal with that right because jealous behavior manifests itself throughout human insecurities. And that is why we have these wars, these killings, these fightings, and all of these things going on. And a classic example of that, if you want to read it, would be in, and I'm not going to read it to you, I just want you to mark these scriptures down because, you know, hey, this is what I base my life on. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I couldn't get away from it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Okay. John, I thought you weren't going to do it. Well, I wasn't, but I am. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come to you with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. And then he says in verse 2, for I determined to know nothing amongst you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, now, to Paul, preaching had a goal. And the goal was exhibiting the presence of Christ in the Spirit. Not threatening people with hell or anything else like that, but just presenting Christ spiritually, possibly without even mentioning his name. It's in the way you live, the way you talk, the way you come to conclusion. It's exhibiting this power, which is identical with the power in which Jesus Christ gave his disciples some 2,000 years ago, this power and our authority. I see my counselee is just pulling up in front of the house, so I may have to cut this short, okay? And look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, and then I'll stop there. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. I want you to see that, and then maybe you would understand it just a little bit better. All right. Yeah, it says, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me in order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished. So we see how that is understood in reality. Hold on, I'll be right there, Rich. All right. Well, anyhow, I think that you got the point. You can tell by that sound in the background that someone else is here in the office with me. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to burden you down. Just let me say this. I've already spoken a little bit about, the authority is a right to do it. And the explanation is that is found in numerous places, which I won't waste my time and tell you. But what is it that he bestowed upon them when he says, I give you authority? Okay, authority is a right to do. We said that, right? But we must ask another question about this word. Is it a word closely related to the word dunamis, which is power in the Greek? Okay, it is different by the intent or the delegation of that authority. Now, what I mean by that, not the capacity to get it done alone, but the intent. Why are you doing? I would ask you this. You're at home, you're listening to this. Why are you doing what you're doing? Okay, let's take church. Why are you going to church? You're going for the pastor's anniversary? Are you going for spiritual edification? Can you get the edification at home? Can you get the edification from reading your own Bible? Do you really need to do that? Why are you helping out Mr. Jones on the corner? Because he'll give you $2.50 every time you help him across the street, or because you love him because he's crippled and he walks with a limp and it's killing his ass to walk. What is your intent? Because when you say that Jesus has given you the power to do anything, and if you're doing it for the wrong intent, that ain't Jesus. That's a crock of bull. And that's why I'm talking to you like this, because if you're not doing it for the right intent, then you are not doing it right at all. One has the power. Now let one exercise the authority to use it correctly. And authority is nothing less than what? Unrestricted possibility of freedom of action. And this is what God has given every man that is born on this planet. And if you don't love every person and let that person live to fulfill that desire, then it's been cut short. Now, I'm in this delusional state of mind because I've seen so many of my young brothers cut down, choked out, shot in the head with air freshener in a gin bottle, shot in the head, dead, thrusted into eternity. And you better know this, that cop that murdered that boy is going to get off scot-free, because our nation is full of bullcrap. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for taking just a few moments to hone in on you. What is the power and the authority that you are living by?